He looked up, puzzled.
"What did he mean? Is this the message?"
His dead son's wife shrugged and looked vaguely disappointed.
"Well, that's what I hoped you would tell me, Mr. MacLeod."
She approached the desk.
"If it is the message, it's only a part of it. He left notes all over the place."
She touched the post-it scotched to the desk lamp.
"This one was attached to the lamp but kept falling off, so I stuck it on with sticky tape so it didn't get lost."
Enzo leaned forward to read it, peering myopically through his half-moons at the faded scrawl. Again he read aloud,
"P. One day you will have to oil my bicycles. Don't forget."
He looked up at Jane.
"I'm assuming that P is Peter."
"That is the assumption everyone else has made."
"So your father-in-law had more than one bicycle?"
"No, that's the strange thing. He didn't have one at all. And neither did Peter."
Enzo looked again at the note on the lamp, then the scribbled entry in the desk diary, before flipping back for a second look at the previous entries.
"All the other entries in his diary," he said, "are written in a very tight, neat hand, except this last one, and the note on the lamp."
He compared dots and T's and loops.
"But demonstrably the same handwriting, just scribbled, as if done in a great hurry."
"Yes, it was very uncharacteristic of him. He was a scrupulous and careful man."
Enzo looked around the study again.
"Very tidy. Very ordered."
Jane nodded her agreement.
"Almost manically, sir."
He stood up.
"What other notes were there?"
She led him through to the tiny kitchen, which was filled with the hum and rattle of the old refrigerator. Its door was covered with fridge magnets collected over the years, cartoon insects arranged in ordered patterns, badges and flags. A scribbled pencil note was fading now on a notepad for jotting down larder items to be restocked. The telephone numbers of the medical clinic in Le Bourg had dimmed also, and several washed-out family photographs were held in place by short magnetic strips carefully angled at each corner. A yellow post-it was browning and curled at the corners. Stuck on at an odd angle, it was held in position by what appeared to be two randomly placed magnetic strips.
"What did he keep in the fridge?"
"Cold drinks, mostly. And cheese. Stuff like that, for snacking when he felt hungry."
He opened the door and its fluorescent light flickered to illuminate yellowing, empty shelves within.
"It was empty when he was found."
She pulled down a flap at the top of the fridge to expose the build-up of ice and frost that choked the tiny icebox.
"And this was pretty much iced up then, too. I keep meaning to defrost it, but never have."
"I'm amazed it still works,"
Enzo said. Jane just smiled.
"Actually, I think it's more than 30 years old. They must have built things to last longer then. Unlike now. What's the catchphrase these days? Built-in obsolescence?"
Enzo grinned.
"Yes, so you have to replace them more often. Keeps manufacturers in business and people in jobs."